RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yes, it is. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Sunday night football. The 49ers beat the Bears last night 42-38. The Hawks lost to the Knicks over the weekend 128-125. They'll play again tonight against the Thunder. Pregame is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9. The Game with tip at 8, and the Ravens and Steelers will play for the AFC North in Week 18. Plus, the Bucs and Panthers will battle for the NFC South in Week 18 as well. Both teams lost over the weekend to set up this winner-take-all showdown. And Mike may be onto something with the famous movie scores we were just playing, because the one we were just playing, Dylan, can you give us a sample of it? Not technically a movie yet. Yet!
That was the first thing I asked when we went off air. I go, wait a second.
That was the biggest thing she could have gave you.
I said, wait a second. Is this a movie? Does it have to be a movie? Because I feel like the fact that you knew it so quickly leads me to believe it's Stranger Things.
You would be correct.
Let's go.
You'll be correct.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you just got to work your way around to it. Because I was telling her, I was like, yeah, I was like, I mean, the fact that Dylan knew it so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, it would have to be something along the lines of something I have not seen, which would be like Avengers, like some kind of movie. You know what I mean? Like some movie that you've watched, but something that she would know. So I couldn't go with like Dune or something. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't. It had to be something both of y'all were in on. So
I've seen Dune, but I don't even know if I would know the Dune score.
Yeah, exactly.
If I heard it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, I had to walk myself through there and be like, what would she know so well? He'd know automatically. There's not a lot of crossover, man.
Yeah.
So
Avengers would have fit in that category, too. I don't know what Avengers
problem off. Solving. Yes, right, exactly. Right off the I would have been like, yeah, it's got to be one of those things.
But the Stranger Things finale is going to theaters on Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday only it will be playing.
Oh, and wow. Really?
I got the last ticket in a movie theater for Thursday at noon.
I got Wednesday at 8:30.
Y'all are serious right now. Y'all are serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to show the finale. I don't know, man. It's going to be epic.
I don't know if I hate this or love this. Like, I'm trying to decide. I've got a ping pong match going on in my brain.
Would you rather us nerds stay home alone?
First of all, I'm a nerd too. Don't get it twisted. But I might be a meathead, but I got a lot of nerd in me.
Would you rather stay home alone and watch it or go to the movie theater, support our local community, buy some popcorn, and enjoy with friends?
Friends and other fans.
You're asking me a loaded question like it would be completely ridiculous for me to say I'd rather watch something on the couch. It's just a show finale. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not just a show finale. It's
the whole show's been on
show
Netflix.
Finale.
Why don't you finish the show on Netflix? I don't understand. You spent this entire time watching it on Netflix.
Mike, watching something in theaters is a completely different experience.
That's why I'm playing ping pong in my brain. But why not, like, 2 days in advance, put the entire, like, end of the season, every season, like, 2 days in advance of when it launches on Netflix? Why not do this every time? Just because it's a finale? I don't know, man. I hope y'all have a great time. I'll leave it there.
You know what? If somehow you get caught up
trying to make me feel guilty, talking about support your local. Get out of here, man. Hey,
but you're
none of them local anymore anyways. There's like two local ones in the entire greater Atlanta metro area.
AMC is totally
What are y'all
local.
Going to the drive-in down the street? Like, get out of here, man. Y'all ain't supporting
Drive-in's
AMC.
A nice vibe, too, though.
Get out of here,
you
man.
You also have the option to watch it on your couch as well if you would like. It's not only going to theaters.
But will it is it going at the same day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I thought he was just saying it was a day in advance.
Well, what time are you going on Wednesday?
8:30.
In the morning or night?
Night.
Okay. It debuts on Netflix.
In the morning.
It debuts on Netflix at 8 o'clock that night.
Okay, so.
There were show times, though, at noon on New Year's Eve. And I wanted that one because I'm so scared I'm going to go in the theater and someone's going to yell out a spoiler.
Oh, God.
I'm not even going to be honest, I'm not going to check my phone that day.
I know. I will
not
be
even going to check my phone.
Radio silent until yes. I go see this.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
yeah. Do y'all ever do that thing where you rely on your friend to keep you up to date? You rely on your friends to keep you up to date with what's going on in the world? Like I was phoneless for multiple days over the last few days, and I would just be like, you know what, if something crazy happens, one of my group texts will probably go off.
That's true.
And it did multiple times. Yeah. Like there was just like group text thread would pop up, the Matt Ryan stuff would pop up, yeah. And they'd be like, check this out. I'd be like, yes,
thank you for keeping me in the loop.
I did not have to find that on Twitter. Thank you, God.
Well, speaking of Matt Ryan, let's talk about it. Let's talk about tonight's game. Falcons host the Rams tonight. Pregame with Mike and Bo does kick off at 6 o'clock. Kickoff is 8:15. Apparently, Philip Rivers might not be the only quarterback coming back to the NFL, but in a much different way.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan is allegedly considering a move to the Atlanta Falcons front office, according to Jay Glazer. What kind of role, Mike, would Matt Ryan fill?
I think, and I got this question a bunch of times because I tweeted out yesterday I felt really good about Matt Ryan being involved in this organization. And I think, and I said this to Randy before any of this news popped out, I need something to happen that gives the Falcons a linear approach from the top down. We have pieces that are really good pieces, but don't fit with one another, you know? And it's frustrating to watch. And I mentioned when I was working with Randy, I was like, you know, Chris Lindstrom's going to go to his fourth straight Pro Bowl. Chris Lindstrom can't really block short yardage, and he's not really good with a pocket quarterback. You know, you kind of have to be a mobile quarterback. You have to be a wide zone guy. Chris Lindstrom's really good at wide zone. And really good on the mood. He's really athletic, but he doesn't need to protect a quarterback that's going to sit in the pocket 40 times a game. That's not what he does. And he's going to go to the Pro Bowl, and he's, I think, right now the highest paid right guard in the NFL. So it's just, there's some mismatched pieces. You know what I mean? There's things that don't go together. It's a run first scheme with a tight end that doesn't love blocking on the line of scrimmage. And so anything that I feel like could kind of lend itself to the Falcons organization to bring a linear approach from the top down to say, this is our vision. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to be hired off. I'm not going to be fired. If there's one person that can just be in this organization for the rest of his life and understand what the vision is from the top down, I think that Matt Ryan's that guy.
I absolutely agree. And that's such a great point you make because you have brought up, and I think you're spot on, you've brought up and we've talked about so much about this team not being able to always, and for most of the season seems like, marry the passing offense and the run offense. And a guy like Matt Ryan, like you said, would be able to help you do that. Would be able to help you say, okay, we need to do this type of thing and you know, this, that, and the third to make sure these two offenses and these two type of styles can actually mesh and work off of each other. And you can do things to play off each other because that's been a thing that we haven't really seen a bunch of this season.
Yeah, and I think what it goes back to and kind of what my point is, Allie, is that you're going to have – let's just say you cleaned house this offseason. Let's just say you went in there and you said, you know what, man – if I'm Arthur Blank, I'm getting rid of everybody. So, but now what you have is you have guys that were drafted under Arthur Smith, like Bijan Robinson. You have a guard like Chris Lindstrom, who you're going to look if you're a new coach and go, oh, he's a Pro Bowler. But it might not necessarily match up with what you want to do. You're going to look at Drake London. We're going to give him a massive extension. Is he the kind of piece that you want to feature in your offense? I can't imagine that he's not. But does he get that type of money that lends itself to being a part of this team for the next 10 years? I just think that there has to be that vision from the top down of lining everything up because that's what happens when you have coaching turnovers, when you fire GMs, and when you go out of your way and you get a new coach every 2 or 3 years, all of a sudden there becomes this staggered approach where this guy wants to do it this way and this guy wants to do it this way and this GM wants to draft this guy and this scouting coordinator likes these kind of players. There just needs to be a linear vision. And, you know, you asked me what I thought the role would be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact title, and I don't think that they're going to necessarily fire somebody to move him into a role. I don't think he's going to be a general manager or anything like that. I don't think this is one of those things where a lot of people are kind of tweeting me going, yeah, get Rich McKay out and put Matt Ryan in. It's not going to be that kind of thing. But I do look at – there's a guy in the front office right now named Ryan Pace. He's the vice president of football operations. There's also a support staff member named Steve Scarnecchia, who is the chief of staff for coaching operations.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Matt fits like right in the middle of those two, right? Where he can kind of, you know, not chief of staff for coaching operations, but a coaching liaison in a number of ways, you know, can do some scouting stuff if necessary. I mentioned earlier, I would have Matt Ryan, if Raheem were retained and they were like, hey, you need to go get a new offensive coordinator, Matt Ryan would be in those meetings without question.
Right.
I want to know what the approach is going to be. I want to know what you plan on doing with Michael Penix. I want to know what you plan on, you know, what your run game is going to be. I want to know what personnel you think you need. Because Matt Ryan, as much as you look at him and go, well, he's never coached, or he's never – that's fine. Zach Robinson's only coached for 6 years and has never been in that role either. So I don't know why we'd be splitting hairs there. But I do think that you look at football operations from the top down and you line up scouting, you line up the coaching search, you line up, you know, these personnel people, and you just make sure the vision is what it needs to be for this organization for the next 20 years. Not for the coaches to make it to the next contract. Not saying, well, I'm going to play this guy because my job's on the line.
Right.
But simply saying, hey, this is the vision for the next 20. I want to make sure everybody's on the same page and moving forward from there. And I think Matt Ryan's the guy to be able to get that done because Matt Ryan's not going anywhere. Matt Ryan is an Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah.
I know he had that little stint with you know, with the Indianapolis Colts, but Matt Ryan is an Atlanta Falcon. And I think that Arthur Blank would trust him to be in some kind of role where he can do a little bit of everything.
Well, and there was that talk last week about this consulting firm coming in for the Atlanta Falcons to look around. Is this one of the things they're proposing, you think?
Probably not. Probably not yet. I would be curious to know which direction that firm kind of worked in. If you were to be hiring a new head coach, would that firm be in the meetings with Matt Ryan? Would Matt Ryan interview with that search firm?
Mm-hmm.
Would that search, I think it's Sportology is the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Would Sportology have to talk to Matt Ryan first, you know, with some of the decisions they thought were in there? Or would they simply, Sportology, talk to him and trust him to implement some of the stuff alongside Rich or Greg Beatles and some of the other, you know, people inside the front office?
Is there any chance that, because obviously the reports have come out now, you know, teed it up perfectly, that, you know, this isn't finalized yet, but they're, you know, obviously talks are heating up. Is there any chance you think that this doesn't end up happening? Because obviously we all think it would be great if it does happen, and I think there's a probably pretty good chance that it does happen, but is, I guess my question more so is, what would stop this from happening? Like, what would be a roadblock?
The only thing I can think that would stop it from happening is if CBS was talking money with Matt and wanted Matt to be in the booth long term. Because right now he's not in a booth, and he did some booth work over the Christmas holiday and sounded phenomenal.
Yeah.
I thought he was
right.
Great. I thought that he could easily be, you know, the B crew up next to a Tony Romo. But you'll appreciate this. I said this last year when all this stuff came out about Kirk Cousins and where he'd be traded to and where he would land. And I said the entire time, it's like, Kirk Cousins not going to be traded.
Right.
You need a backup here, which he absolutely did. His kids live here. His wife's from here. He has a no-trade clause in his contract. I feel the same way about Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's kids are not much older than Kirk Cousins. Matt Ryan is getting on an airplane every single weekend and flying to CBS and all these other places to do this work. I promise you that if Matt Ryan, given the opportunity, would love to have a tea time up at Sugarloaf and to head up to Flowery Branch every couple of days. I just think that he would much rather be in that line of work and staying put and not traveling all the time when his kids are – I don't know, his twin boys are maybe like 8 these days. I just think that that's the kind of thing where he would want to stay put. So to answer your question, I don't know, other than the CBS network offering him a booth spot and a lot of money to continue to be part of CBS Sports.
I think it was you that said there's something beautiful about normal.
Yes.
And I think that could parlay into this.
Yes. It's the office.
I just want to see what his business card would say.
Yeah.
I just want to see what that title is.
Director of Falcons.
And yes. If...
That's all.
Director of Falcons Linear Vision.
Matt Ryan, Falcons.
And
I don't know.
If this doesn't happen, this is going to be the new, should have hired Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should have hired Matt Ryan.
Maybe if they didn't hire Matt and it didn't work out like Dylan was asking about, maybe it's just simply Matt going, now's not the time. I'll see you in 2 years.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Once things have kind of calmed down, we'll see what happens.
You know, the only thing, and I hate to bring this up, but I just thought it's kind of funny. If the Falcons do hire Matt Ryan, I mean, I just hope that fans aren't hoped to be like, time to get Matt Ryan out of here.
Bro. No, we can't.
No!
We just can't have that happen.
We can't do that. All right, we can't do that.
We can't
Don't
do that.
No.
If we hire Matt Ryan, just got to remember what y'all said when he was playing, and how much y'all miss him now. Just remember that feeling.
Him get blamed for every personnel decision.
Right, exactly.
No.
Bro, that's what I'm saying,
that third round draft pick y'all wasted on that kid, man.
Right. Matt Ryan vouched for that young QB.
He's thinking about this himself, too. He's like, I don't know if I
he's
want
going,
this.
I'm still in good standing with these people. Yeah. I don't know if I want to run it back. I might be kicked out of town.
Well, coming up, Aaron Rodgers refused to be on a highlight reel. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan taking some much-deserved time off. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. What was the number one gift you guys got this year? Because everybody gets like a big gift, right?
Yeah, you remember how a minute ago I was like, I'm nerdy. You know, I'm nerdy.
Yeah.
We all know that I like to sim race. I got new pedals for my sim racing rig.
Nice.
Feel really stoked about it. These things called load cell pedals. It's kind of like a, it's kind of like, picture like a hydraulic under your pedal. Kind of something like that. It's very sensitive. It can kind of tell your pressure point. Like, you don't just hit the brake and your car stops. Like, it knows if you're pressing it 10%, knows if you're pressing it 70%, knows how much brake you're giving it.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. Yeah. They should are help. Fancy. There's a reason I have never bought them for myself, because they are expensive.
Should help Mike Johnson Racing get a few more wins, right?
I'm tired of second place, man. You know, it's like 5 years in a row. Even before Bo started doing it with me, I've been second place to my guy Doug.
Time to get over the hump.
Yeah, yeah. He's a five-time, maybe even a six-time champ at this point. All the way from like NASCAR Heat on Xbox all the way to iRacing. It's been brutal, man.
You have to keep us up to date on how the pedals help you out.
I'm faster per lap, but he's just good in the long run, saving his equipment, saving his tires, man. I got to get there.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Pedals going to help you do it. I love it.
How about you?
The best gift I got. I'm trying to re-go through all my gifts. I got some nice graphic tees that I want, just like some, you know, I need some new like t-shirts, like kind of t-shirts to
it's
wear
tough.
Some
it's
like
tough.
Nice graphic tees. I needed that. Got some money for my mom, money for my brother.
Money's always
cash good
money. Had to pay that boot fee.
That's what I gave my
right
I gave my wife money.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then Allie's actually in the running for best gift, because she got me a Stranger Things cereal, Demogorgon Crunch.
Yes, saw that.
And I still have to try it. I haven't tried it yet.
Can we just go ahead and give a shout out, though, to the actual king of gifts, the morning show mug, coffee mug?
Yes. Yes.
That was incredible.
Mama Mac
got us morning show coffee mugs. And
great.
I just got to tell you, dude, when I opened that up, it made my day. I was like, this is awesome.
You're not officially a morning show until you have a mug with your face on it.
And, you know, like, I'm going to go home at some point and I'm going to make the coffee that you bought me. And I'm going to put, you know, sprinkle it in the filter, some nice creamer, and just enjoy a nice sip of coffee out of the morning show coffee cup that I got from Mama Mac.
When Simone and I went to a Christmas party, I got some vanilla chai tea. I'm going to brew that up and put that right in the morning show.
I
got to
start dabbling in the tea like Dylan does. Because I think
he's good, bro.
I know. And the one you made it for, he made it for me one time, just green tea in the morning.
Yeah.
It was so solid. And I was definitely, as he would call it, zooted and booted. Yeah. I was definitely zooted and booted.
Green tea, get some honey in there, you're good to go.
I could definitely find myself dabbling. I could. It was good stuff.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed the mugs. Mama Mac was very proud. Dylan's just a little bit, it's not as big as the other mugs. So there's going to be another one coming in the mail.
Just talking about the mugs.
Just
talking about the mugs, Mike.
I know, man. Golly. I was going to just laugh in silence, and y'all had to make it a thing.
Don't make it a thing. Let's just go in the huddle.
Oh, snap. Oh, man. Okay.
I don't understand why the size of a mug is cracking you up so much,
NFL
Mike.
Stuff.
His bigger mug will be in the mail.
Oh, man.
It's coming.
All right.
All right, the Browns beat the Steelers at 13-6. The Steelers loss sets up a winner-take-all matchup with the Ravens in Week 18, and Aaron Rodgers will not be on the Myles Garrett sack highlight reel. He left him at 22 sacks. That is one shy of the NFL record. Let's hear from Myles Garrett.
To an extent, I feel like they were more worried about keeping me away from Aaron than getting the win. And I think that's what came back to bite them. So, they'll have to, fight it out with Baltimore next week. But I'm just proud of the guys for fighting and getting this win. That's the main thing, and I'm always going to keep it that.
Two things. First of all, I would say that keeping Myles Garrett away from Aaron Rodgers would be part of a winning game plan most of the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you want Myles Garrett hitting, your 41-year-old quarterback, whatever Aaron Rodgers is now. So, but I think there probably is some credence to not necessarily part of the overall game plan from the Steelers, but I think that in that offensive line room, they're probably like, make sure you help out whoever is necessary, wherever Myles Garrett's lining up, and make sure that you're taking your shots at him whenever you can. We don't want to be the ones on the highlight reel forever. I mean, I've seen Michael Strahan tackling or falling on top of Brett Favre a number of times when he gets that sack record, and you hate to be part of that. I always thought, man, I bet that sucks for Green Bay's offensive line. They probably went through that whole week and were like, not this week, Michael Strahan. You ain't getting this record. And then Brett Favre just booted into it and just laid on the ground.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
I mean, stopping Myles Garrett is definitely part of the game plan, like you said, to win. So thinking about – I don't think if you can necessarily think too hard about stopping Myles Garrett and stopping him from getting sacked. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. What I will say, though, is DK Metcalf – that suspension really hurt the Steelers.
Yeah.
And they already didn't have Calvin Austin, who was kind of their second guy. I mean, and again, this is no shade to any of these guys, but again, this is not – you just didn't have your array of weapons that you would want. Pat Freiermuth, Scotty Miller, and Darnell Washington also goes out, too, with a broken arm. That sucks to see as well, too. So you just didn't have the array of weapons that you needed for a Cleveland defense that – in their own respect, is pretty darn, they're pretty darn good. Besides Myles Garrett, I mean, so them not Cleveland not
I
having
missed
to
the Darnell Washington thing. What happened with that? I missed that.
He broke his arm.
Oh, in the game?
In the game?
Oh man, I missed that.
Yeah, he broke his arm.
Oh,
out for the rest of the season,
man.
That
was my spirit animal, man.
I know it.
311-pound tight end.
But
I hate that.
But for me, the Browns being able to really hone in on the run game with Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell, and not really having anybody that you're really scared of as far as a wide receiver or a pass catcher, I mean, that really hurt. So the DK Metcalf suspension to me really stood out as the Steelers not being able to move the football. And they're going to be – it's going to be tough for them against Baltimore, especially if Lamar comes back.
Did you guys watch the press conference with the fan, the DK?
A little bit of it. I saw bits and pieces on the socials.
I mean, you cannot wear a backwards hat in a press conference.
I don't know if I can do a lot of the things that some of those – folks do that sit in the front rows with the blue hair and stuff like that. So I don't know. That was kind of falls in line with kind of how that personality seemed from the get go.
Very bizarre.
Mike, would you ever be one of the guys that paint their chest?
Nah, dog.
You wouldn't do that?
Nah, look, I respect it. It is what it is. I obviously, love when those guys show up to the games that the Falcons games or the Bama game, whatever.
Right.
Like I respect it. It's not my vibe though.
I
it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go anywhere if I can help it, probably with my shirt off, period. But,
but that's real.
Nonetheless, man, shout out to, the Spike Squad and whoever else out there that does that kind of thing. I love it.
Well, the 49ers beat the Bears last night 42-38. For the second week in a row, Brock Purdy produced 5 touchdowns, keeping their number one seed hopes alive. Here is Brock after the game.
Obviously, we're thankful to be in this position, but I've said this before. It's just been one of those kind of years where it's like you have to focus on just the next day, the next man up, finding a way to win each Sunday. And then at the end, you can look up and see where you're at. And so for us to be in this position is really cool. We're all grateful for it, but at the same time, we have to go do something about it. And we got to watch the film, get better, and go execute and win.
This game at one point, I believe, was 21-21 very earlier on in the second quarter. And it would just it looked like it was going to be a shootout, and it kind of was. I think the Bears kind of – inside of 2 minutes left in the first half, the Bears had to punt, and I was like, oh, man. Like, they're the first ones to really show weakness offensively. And I think Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, I think they're really building something special. But Brock Purdy, it was like, yeah, dude, this man knows what he's doing when he's operating this offense at a high level. And They continue to dial up ways for him and Christian McCaffrey to get it done.
Brock Purdy after that pick six, which again was kind of a fluky pick six. Jalen Johnson tips it, and then, you know, the tips and overthrows, you got to get those. The Bears got it and then took it the other way. So it wasn't necessarily, I'll say, his fault. But he locked in after that pick six, man. I mean, he was looking good. That Houdini touchdown, they're calling it, the Kyle Juszczyk, where he kind of fakes out right and then kind of fakes the two guys, splits him, goes in between them, and then dumps it off. Man, it was so good.
Do you know what I would do to have Kyle Juszczyk in our offense?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember when we had Patrick DeMarco, man? Patrick DeMarco was so
– DeMarco is my guy,
so solid for us.
Shout out to him. He's probably around there kicking it somewhere, talking about the Gamecocks, but I love the guy.
But you were talking about the game being tied at 21-21. This was the first game in NFL history, I heard them say this on the broadcast, that was tied at 7, tied at 14, tied at 21, tied at 28, and tied at 35.
There you go.
First time in NFL history that's happened.
Wow. Interesting.
Love it.
Coming up, Dylan is going to tell us whether we're getting Anthony Davis or not. And we've got him mic'd up.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who I think the NFL head coach of the year will be as well. So it should be a lot of fun this next segment.
That is next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, 7:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan will join us again next week. He's still got some time off for the holiday break. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We do have a poll on Twitter right now, kind of asking what the temperature is on work right now. Are people working today? Do you think people are working today, Mike?
I came back to work today.
Okay.
That's what my vote was.
Back at work today.
Knowing that, obviously we'll, have the New Year's Day off, but I do know people that went back to work Friday the day after, which I did too.
Yeah.
I did too. I went back to work Friday, but, going back on the morning shift today. But there, I think my wife obviously works in public school. She ain't going back to work until after the new year.
Yeah.
There's some people that's a 2-week and some people that it's a 1-day. I don't know. It's a little bit of both.
Giving you the pulse of my drive in this morning. There was a lot more people on the roads at, 4:15, 4:20 a.m. than I expected. So I feel like at least all my early morning people out there, all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters there, I feel like they all are.
All your Waymos.
All my Waymos.
All your ticket booters.
Ticket booters.
I don't know. I guess they out there too, Boone, so be careful out there, folks. But no, in all seriousness, it seems like, at least all my early morning workers are out working. So
yeah. It's got to be so difficult to be a manager this time of year with everyone being like, I want the whole week off. I want 2 days off. I want 4 days off.
But add in the fact that the flu's been going around so bad.
Yeah. Yes.
And just all this craziness. You just know that there's people, I got the flu.
Such you're like, a mess.
Probably telling the truth, but it stinks no less. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's crazy.
Shout out to our fearless leader, Mike Conte.
I know.
Making it happen, too.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Getting everybody worked out.
Cannot imagine.
I thought you were about to say shout out to all the people at the urgent cares getting the
Them too. Z-packs.
Them too. The doctors, the nurses, all of them.
Drive through
Z-pack. You get a Z-pack.
You get one too.
All the CVS pharmacy workers handing out the prescriptions.
Hey, I'm just rolling towards the center console getting a shot in the cheek. You know what I mean? Just get me.
Pause. Big pause.
Yeah, man. Don't worry about that.
Hey, a few guys that are working tonight. The Hawks, they're playing tonight, taking on the Thunder. Pre-game is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game with tip at 8. But let's talk about what we really want to know.
Yeah. No, that can't be right.
No, that's not right.
I was going to say, it's Monday Night Football tonight, Allie. What are we talking about?
The Hawks will be on our sister station, V103.
Yeah, there we go. Yes.
I was sitting there looking and going, I know that sounds correct, but I don't think that that is what's going to happen tonight because Bo and I start the Falcons pregame at 6 o'clock tonight. So,
just a quick peek behind the curtain. I say Allie up for failure on
well,
that.
I am running.
You.
That was
you,
me. I'll fall on the sword for you, Allie. I messed up on that one.
You didn't have to, Dylan. I'm Ron Burgundy. I'm responsible for what comes out of my mouth. So.
Go yourself, San Diego.
But here is what we really want to know is, Dylan, are we trading for Anthony Davis?
Yes.
I would feel good about us trading for Anthony Davis, but obviously there are some things that would worry me if we do. All in all, yes. I would say if you can get Anthony Davis, pull the trigger on Anthony Davis because guess what? I think at this point he'll give you more than what Kristaps Porzingis will give you throughout this season because – I don't know about this illness thing, and I'm not necessarily holding it against Kristaps Porzingis, but it just seems like there are more questions than there are answers when it comes to him and this illness and how it maybe can continue to flare up. I hope it doesn't, but I'm good on Kristaps Porzingis. I'm good on him.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis, while he does have his own injury concerns, I think he is definitely more reliable than a Kristaps Porzingis, and because that's who we're comparing right now, it's really going to be for – this is really about getting somebody who can replace Kristaps Porzingis and come in and be productive for you. Now, the only thing that, again, I'm hesitant on is his availability, again, can be shaky at times, but I think he has, for the most part, gotten over that. Also, the other thing is, I know it would take, because we were talking about earlier, Mike, I know it would take Zachary Sache to probably get this deal done, and while I am willing to part ways with Reese Sache, I am still also very hesitant because Reese Sache is a young piece that continues to show flashes. Yes, he does have some up and down games, and that consistency does still need to play itself out. But still being such a young player with such a high ceiling, I don't know if I'm really ready to part with Reese Sache for a guy like Anthony Davis. And I get it. You're trying to win now. You have this window. But still, I'm not sure if you want to give up a core piece of Reese Sache, who I think can be such a big piece down the line for you.
Yeah, I think that where I fall on this is, first of all, not giving up the Pelicans pick.
No.
Not giving up Jalen.
No.
Reese Sache, I mean, if you're going to package Reese Sache with Porzingis to send to Dallas just for a simple salary so you can match salaries, because I think AD makes $50 million, north of $50 million,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
KP making like 30. I do think that Reese Sache's around $10 million or whatever it is because of the rookie wage scale.
Yep.
So I'm looking at it from that aspect, and I'm thinking I don't want to do that. There's so much basketball in front of Zachary Reese Sache. Anthony Davis is 33 years old. He already wants an extension, which his extension wouldn't kick in until he's 35 probably because it'd be 34 towards the end of this year.
Yeah.
But I will. Here's another angle I'm coming from with. I think that he pairs well with Trae Young. Like, you're not going to trade Trae because that doesn't work for Dallas. He would pair well with Trae Young. And I also think that if you moved on from Trae after the year, having AD part of this – franchise, I think, makes it to where other people look at this and you could possibly sign somebody in free agency that looks at it and goes, oh, you got AD there. Like, that kind of becomes – the Hawks become more of a destination, I guess, in the way I look at it.
I 1,000% agree. You keep most of this young core. Again, if you do have to deal with Reese Sache, minus Reese Sache, you still have Dyson, you still have Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and you still have Onyeka Okongwu. You still have very good pieces around with Anthony Davis that still make you a win now team, but at the same time, like you said, you're still setting yourself up for now in the future. And my only thing is just that I'm afraid that for Anthony Davis, will you get the same bang for your buck that you would with Zachary Sache? That's my only thing. But again, that's a risk you have to assess. The Hawks do, and that's a risk that sometimes you have to be willing to take if you do want to. Again, continue to be a win now team, even if you do move on from trade.
Let me throw a couple scenarios at you, just as far as trade pieces go.
Yeah,
would you trade Reese Sache, KP, and Asa Newell?
Ooh,
I think that'd be hard for me to pull the trigger on
Asa Newell too. Reese Sache and Asa Newell, that's hard for me to pull
that's
the trigger
tough.
On the one you talked about when we talked about earlier, when you say Reese Sache, KP, and Luke Kennard.
Yeah.
If that would work out, yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that. It'll be hard to, again, part with Reese Sache, but I'd be willing to do that.
Why? We got like 1 minute before we got to go to Mic'd Up, but I'm just curious to get your take on it because I've been unplugged. We've all been on vacation.
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden are the Hawks so cheeks in the last six games?
I
was feeling so good about the Hawks when we left here, and I look up and they lost six in a row.
Their defense, I don't know what has happened to their defense. I don't want to blame it all on Trae Young. Trae Young has been a part of it, don't get me wrong. But again, we all know what Trae Young is and is not as a defender. Now, I do think he can get in the passing lanes a little bit more and play the passing lanes maybe a little bit better, and I think that could help him get a slight advantage on the defensive end. But Jaylen, his help side defense hasn't been great. And again, you've been playing some tough teams too. Now, I do think you should have at least split with the Bulls. I think you could have got that game against the Heat, but they've been playing a little bit better as of late. But then you come up against the Knicks, and you only lose them by two. And then you got OKC tonight, and it's not getting any easier. You got the Timberwolves after that. And then you got, the Bucks, the Warriors, and you got some tough teams coming up. So part of this is that you didn't win the games you were supposed to win before you started this tough stretch to end the year and then begin next year. And now you're in this tough stretch to where you're just getting beat by some teams that are just better than you. And I hate to say it that way, but that just is what it is. So it's a combination of the defense has regressed and you're playing some really tough teams right now.
Yeah, I hate to say it. All right. You know what they might need? They might need a coach of the year for the Atlanta Hawks. And I'm not coming at Quinn Snyder. I still like Quinn Snyder. But I was thinking about this last night. There's so many good coach of the year candidates, right? I think when you look at NFL coach of the year, so many different guys out there that have done so many good things in terms of NFL coach of the year. And I hate to go back to the well, man, but I think I understand who the NFL coach of the year might just be this year. Now, let me throw some names out at y'all. All right, let me start here. How about Liam Cohen? Liam Cohen,
Duval.
Been incredible. Duval. He's been incredible with what he's been able to do with Jacksonville. Really, they've done so much more than you ever imagined they could be. And all the while losing Travis Hunter to injury.
Right.
Right? You traded up. You got Travis Hunter. You're able to do some different things. What was he, number two or number three overall in the draft? And you don't have him. And yet you are still doing some incredible things with what you're what you're being able to do. How about let's flip over. Let's do Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel in year one with New England. Really insane with what he's been able to do with that franchise in such a short amount of time. They are playing Super Bowl caliber really on both sides of the ball. They've been pretty much incredible. There's so many stories like that up and down the NFL when you look at some of the teams that are going to be in this playoff matchups. You've got the Steelers and the Ravens fighting for their playoff lives, the Lions not a part of this thing. So many of these coaches that we look at every single year and go, man, that could have been the guy. I'll even throw out Sean Payton in there, man. He's done really an incredible job. He's not going to get the love he deserves because he's an offensive guy, and really it's the defense that has propped up that team the entire year. But guys, the NFL Coach of the Year was coaching last night, and his name is Kyle Shanahan.
Ooh.
The NFL Coach of the Year is Kyle Shanahan. Don't even try to talk me out of this. I was listening to the broadcast last night. I was watching the fact that Trent Williams, who I believe will be in the Hall of Fame, he's their left tackle. He is my age, literally came out in my draft. He's been doing it for such a long time at such a high level. He is a bully of a left tackle in the NFL. He got hurt on the first play, right? George Kittle was out last night with an injury. Multiple times they showed Nick Bosa up in the box. They showed Fred Warner up in the box. Brock Purdy missed, what, 9 games this year with injury? Mac Jones had to step into that role at quarterback, and they continued to roll. We saw it firsthand. So when I was thinking about all this, and I was talking about the Cardinals' injuries last week and some of the other teams that have dealt with bad situations. Quarterback goes down. Somebody else has to step in. Look at the Indianapolis Colts, things like that, where you're trying to just piece together a roster with chewing gum and paper clips and Band-Aids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I look at Kyle Shanahan, and I just cannot imagine anybody else in the NFL doing anything near as special with that roster that he's been able to do. It just seems like that roster is bulletproof. No matter who gets stuck in these situations, no matter if you're missing 3 Hall of Famers or four Hall of Famers or whatever else it may be, that guy continues to get it done, man. It's really incredible to watch him go to work.
It seems like on a Kyle Shanahan team, you can just be like, these players are just plug and play. Oh, Brock Purdy's not, it can't go. We'll just plug and play Mac Jones.
Yeah.
We won't miss a beat. Trent Williams can't go? We'll just plug and play this right, this left tackle, and it'll be good to go. Oh, this guy can't play? Plug and play. We'll be all right. George Kittle can't go? We'll just plug in Robert Tonjes, and he'll have himself a night on Sunday Night Football. So, and again, that is all coaching. So, to your point, Kyle Shanahan, man, just – it seems like he can do no wrong right now.
Yeah, I think that I'd also give some love to guys like D'Amico Ryans, who really, you know, caught a lot of flack for some of the trades he made. Mike McDonald has done an incredible job with the Seattle Seahawks. Even Sean McVay, who we'll see tonight, man, really nice job with what he's been doing. But Kyle Shanahan, with some of the losses they have had on that roster, truly incredible that he's been able to put together a team as good as they are right now.
And just real quick, speaking of Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers, if they win on Sunday and get the number one seed, I mean, they'll be at home forever.
Yeah, they'll be at home.
They'll just be at, they won't have to leave again, because they've been home. They were home this past week, and yeah. So I mean, you're talking about they could have like what, 7 straight games or something like that at home. It's crazy.
I love that the NFL has made the decision on the Super Bowl logo to just put San Francisco Bay Area, because it's in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
it's the San Francisco Bay Area. You're like, oh, dude, it's so far away. Like, don't even try to play like that.
I do want to say I'm excited for Liam Cohen, though, in Jacksonville. I was in Jacksonville in 2019, and it was not where it is right now. So I'm excited to see that program on the rise.
The ups and downs of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Especially when they get Travis Hunter back, too. I mean, they'll be cooking for sure.
Yeah,
and
for
that
sure.
Commercial will run forever. Please run forever. Let's hear it for the boy. Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. What's your work status right now? Are you still on holiday break? Never had one? Only got Christmas off? Tell us what your situation is. Who is your coach of the year? And what are your thoughts on tonight's game between the Falcons and Rams? Call us now, 404-726-0929. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.